You're listening to SBS News.
It's being viewed as a milestone moment and a significant setback for Russia. Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu has ordered the withdrawal of troops from Kherson, a key city in Russia's offensive.
In the current conditions, the city of Kherson and the surrounding settlements cannot be fully supplied and cannot operate. People's lives are constantly endangered by shelling. The enemy is firing indiscriminately into the city, possibly using prohibited methods of warfare.
He spoke alongside Sergei Sorovikin, the commander of the Russian forces in Ukraine. Kherson was the only regional capital taken by Moscow. All Russian forces will now be removed entirely from the western bank of the River Dnipro. It now faces a Ukrainian counter-offensive. Ukrainian authorities, however, are reacting with caution to the withdrawal, with officials in Kyiv suspecting it may be a trap set by Russian forces to lure the Ukrainians into dangerous street fighting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has alluded to the latest development, stating their position is strengthening step by step.
There is a lot of joy in the information space today, and it's clear why. But our emotions must be reserved always during the war. I will not feed the enemy with all the details of our operations, whether in the south, in the east, or anywhere else. When we have our result, everyone will see it, for sure. Maybe it sounds different from what someone expects now, perhaps not as it is in the news. But you need to understand, no one just goes away if he does not feel the pressure of power. The enemy does not give us gifts, does not make gestures of goodwill. We fight for it all.
In a further blow to Russia, the Russian-installed deputy governor of the Kherson region, Kirill Stremosov, has died. Local officials and media say the 45-year-old was killed in a car crash. He was appointed shortly after Russia's occupation of Ukraine and became well known for his combative statements on social media. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom has announced it will increase its military support for Ukraine. Some Ukrainian soldiers have been training at British military bases. British Defence Secretary Ben Wallace says it's important to provide Ukrainian forces with the necessary equipment and training ahead of winter.
Well, first of all, Ukraine is still making gains in the east of the country and slowly but surely closing in on Kherson in the south. That's a tough fight. The Russians are clearly determined to cross the river, the Dnieper River, and get across that river and withdraw from the town in good order. And of course, Ukraine doesn't want them to do that and wants to make sure that it is not an easy exit for Russia. But of course, winter's approaching, and that is an important challenge for both sides. So we're determined, like what you're seeing here, to give Ukrainian soldiers the best basic skills, because we already know that the Russian military aren't doing that. Some of these mobilized troops are literally getting 48 hours, a helmet, a rusty gun, sent to the front, and very many of them are dying very quickly.
In Mykolaiv, soldiers have been building homemade anti-aircraft weapons. The weapons, designed in collaboration with Ukraine's National Guard servicemen and civilian technicians, are comprised of machine guns mounted on modified vehicles. Press officer of the Mykolaiv Regional Military Administration, Dmytro Pletenchuk, says they have a high success rate in shooting down Russian drones.
We have reached countermeasure levels that in some cases is equal to 100%. In average, we are down about 80% when it comes to drones. This is a very high number, because it is very difficult to down 100% of air targets.
Meanwhile, residents in Orkiv, a town just 10 kilometres from the front line, are being evacuated to the region's capital, Zaporizhia. But no amount of persuading could convince 85-year-old Nina, whose house was robbed last month while she was in hospital.
I was in hospital for a month. My house was robbed. They see that old woman owns it and they will get in. Let it hit. No, I'm not going nowhere.
And a new development has emerged in the Ukraine Black Sea grain export deal. United Nations aid chief Martin Griffiths, who heads talks on Ukrainian exports, and senior UN trade official Rebecca Grinspan, who lead discussions on Russian food and fertilizer exports, will meet with Russia's deputy foreign minister Sergei Vershinin on Friday. UN Associate Spokesperson for the Secretary-General, Stephanie Tremblay, made the announcement.
We continue to urge parties to continue exerting full and good faith in the implementation of the initiative and to facilitate the timely, safe and unimpeded movement of vessels. As we mentioned before, this is a critical supply line and it needs to continue delivering more and much-needed food to the world.
The UN-Turkey brokered deal, which allows the export of food and fertilisers from several of Ukraine's Black Sea ports, is at risk of expiry if Russia or Ukraine object to its extension. Ms. Tremblay says there are ongoing consultations on the full implementation of the two agreements signed in Istanbul on July the 22nd. Anna Kwon, SBS News.